娜，亲爱的奉献者们，大家晚上好。今天是2021年1月15日，星期五。我们今天晚上呢，终于又非常非常荣幸的能够再次听到我们敬爱的阿叔克什纳巴蒂普法布为我们讲述《马哈巴尔特》这部史诗的巨作了。所以呢，我们从现在开始，这个非常的专注的开始聆听阿叔为我们的深情讲解吧。哈利克什纳，
哈利克什纳。ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ 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 नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नमाओं विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादे पश्चादेशतारिणे श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वंशकौपतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितनां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदधर श्रीवासरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So we have been hearing about the trials, the difficulties of the Pandava brothers and their mother Kunti.
So we 一直在听到的讲述呢，就是 Pandava 兄弟以及他们的母亲 Kunti 王后所遇到的所有的这些艰难和困苦。
After the tragic incident with the house of the burning house, they were wandering in the forest, through the forest, through different kingdoms, without any aim.
当房子着了大火的这出惨剧发生之后呢，他们就一直在森林中，以及在一个国家以及一个国家中漫无目的的漫游着。
They didn't deserve that. They were princes, and they were supposed to be prepared to take on the kingdom.
他们本来不应该过这样的日子的，他们都是王子，他们本来就是应该生活在自己的王国里，并且去照顾着他们自己王国里面的那些事情。
Kunti was a princess, not used to be in a wild, in a forest, in no place, no fixed place, and so many dangers.
那昆蒂皇后呢？她本身也是贵为公主，本来不应该过上这样风餐露宿的生活。
Before the last incident, we saw it was in Eka Chakra, the place of birth that Lord Nityananda later on, 4,500 years later, appeared. At that time, before they went to Eka Chakra, Srila Vyasadeva came to see them, met them in a forest.
所以我们上次听到呢，他们是去到的是 Eka Chakra。那 Eka Chakra 呢，是500年以前 Sri Nityananda Prabhu 所显现的地方。那么他们在去到 Eka Chakra 之前呢 ，Srila Vyasadeva 在森林里面，与他们相见。
He came purposely from his hermitage in Himalayas to meet them.
所以 Srila Vyasadeva 呢，是特意从他喜马拉雅山的修行之所来到这个森林里见兄弟们的。
And he came particularly to comfort them, to let them know that they should not lament for their fate.
他是特意来安慰他们的，是为了让他们不为他们现在所遇到的这种命运而悲伤。
In the future, all these calamities will work in their favor.
他对他们说呢，在将来所有的这些灾难都会对他们有助益。
So yeah, so many tragedies, and they were devotees of the Lord.
所以呢，在他们身上发生了这么多的悲剧，而且他们是主的奉献者。
We cannot understand the inconceivable plans of the Lord.
所以我们是没有办法理解主所做出的不可思议的安排的。
But Vyasadeva prophesied, you know, he encouraged them that in the future they will get a great kingdom and would become famous.
但是呢，释迦牟尼佛就向他们确保到，他们将来会得到一个很大的王国，而且呢，他们也会非常的有名。
So this is the Lord's arrangement.
所以这是主的安排。
Sometimes the Lord puts the devotees in great difficulties to help the devotees to depend completely on His mercy.
但有的时候呢，主是会把奉献者置于一个非常的艰难的境地，是为了要让这位奉献者完全的依靠于主的仁慈。
We should not depend on any other living being.
对的，我们不应该依靠于其他的任何的生灵。
The Pandavas were already, they were already liberated souls.
潘达瓦兄弟们，他们已经是解脱了的灵魂了。
But still, and they were depending on the Lord.
但是呢，他们依然是要依靠于主的。
They were dependent on the Lord.
他们之前也一直都是依靠于主的。
But nevertheless, they were put in difficulties.
但即使如此呢，他们也依然是被置身于困难的境地。
And this was mainly to teach us how to act in this world.
这个呢，主要是为了教导我们如何在这个世界中去行事。
Because even very distressful situations can turn out to be very good for a devotee who is surrendered to the Lord.
因为就即便是最悲惨的境地，对于一个臣服于主的奉献者来说呢，也会转成是他的非常有助于他的状况。
Because the devotee gives his life for the service of the Lord.
因为奉献者呢是把他的生命都献给了对主的服务。
So they after killing that Baka demon that was harassing that the village, the residents of Ekachaka, and they would demand so much sacrifice from them, finally Bhima killed that Baka demon.
这个就这个巴克恶魔，这个巴克恶魔呢，因为他一直就在骚扰着 Ekachaka 的居民们，然后呢要让这个Ekachaka 的居民们做出那么巨大的牺牲，所以终于呢他被 Bhima 给杀死了。
But he did in such a way that nobody in Ekachaka suspected was done by the Pandavas, because the Pandavas, they were traveling in disguise.
因为呢 Pandava 们他们是隐姓埋名的在旅行，所以呢并没有人知道他们的真实身份。所以说Bhima 在杀死 Parker 的时候呢，他杀死他的这种状态是不会有人来怀疑是他干的。
So they, after that, this incident, they continue living in the house of that Brahman who had hosted them.
所以说呢，在这个事情发生之后呢，他们就依然继续居住在这个婆罗门的家里面。
So remember, they were disguised as Brahmanas, huh? They were disguised as Brahmanas who were traveling around.
大家一定要记得，他们现在呢是打扮成婆罗门的样子在各地旅行。
Nobody would suspect that they were princes, otherwise the news could travel far and Duryodhana and his brothers would know and it would give them more problems.
所以说呢，并没有人知道他们是王子，否则的话这消息一传出去，那 Duryodhana 以及他所有的那些兄弟们就会找他们的麻烦了。
So they were living incognito.
所以说呢，他们是隐姓埋名的在活着。
Nobody knew their real identity.
对，没有任何人知道他们真实的身份。
So one day, one Brahman that was traveling to different places of pilgrimage came to Ekachaka, and he was invited to the same by the same Brahmana that was hosting the Pandavas.
所以说呢，有一天呢，一位四处游走着绕拜的一位婆罗门呢，他就来到了 Ekachakra， 然后呢，他就被这会儿招待 Pandava 家的这位婆罗门呢，就请到了他的家里。
So the Pandavas naturally they wanted to hear about what is this Brahmad seen during his travelings because they were cut from the rest of the world. They wanted to know what's if the Brahman knew a little bit what was going on in the world.
因为 Pandava 兄弟们他们此时是与外界处一种断离的状态，所以呢，当这位婆罗门来到他们这儿之后呢，潘达文兄弟就很自然的想要听听这位婆罗门给他们讲讲现在外边都发生了些什么事情。
So the Brahman spoke about different kingdoms that he had visited, many different holy places and holy rivers.
所以呢，这位婆罗门就给他们讲述了他所游走的各个国家，以及他们所去到的各个圣地，以及他们所朝拜的各条圣河。
And then,He mentioned to them about the proposed marriage of Draupadi, the daughter of King Draupada.
然后呢，他就对他们讲了Draupada 王的女儿现在正要选亲的这件事情。
Draupadi.
The女儿 Draupadi 正要选亲的这件事情。
And he explained to them because he didn't know who the Pandavas were. So he explained to them how Draupadi and her brother Drishtadyumna were born from the sacrificial fire.
然后呢，因为这位婆罗门也不知道 Pandava 兄弟们的真实身份，所以呢，他就在向他们讲述 Draupadi 以及他的哥哥Drishtadyumna 是如何从祭祀之火里被生出来的。
But the Pandavas pretended not to know these things.
但是呢 ，Pandava 兄弟们呢，他们就假装不知道这些事儿。
So they asked the Brahmana, how did this Drishtadyumna took birth from the sacrificial fire?
所以说呢，他们就假装问这位婆罗门。就这位Drishtadyumna 他是怎么从祭祀之火里生出来的呀
？And also Draupadi also appeared from the center of the sacrificial arena.
而且呢，这个 Draupadi 他也是在祭祀之火的这个祭坛的中央显现的。
This is a very uncommon type of birth.
所以呢，这样的出生可是一个非比寻常的降生。
So how did Drishtadyumna learn the military skills from the great Dronacharya?
以及 Drishtadyumna 他是如何从伟大的 Dronacharya 那里学到的武艺的呢？
The Pandavas knew all that because Drishtadyumna was their schoolmate when they were studying under Dronacharya.
其实 Pandava 兄弟他们对于这些事情是非常清楚的。因为Drishtadyumna 和他们都是同窗，都是一起师从于Dronacharya 的。
So they were pretending they did not know, so they wanted to hear details about the lives of these two great souls.
但是呢，他们就假装不知道的原因是因为他们希望能够听到更多的这两位伟大的灵魂的一些细节的信息。
So the Brahman continued describing, say, see, this King Draupada, he was defeated in battle by the Pandavas.
然后呢，这位婆罗门又继续说呢，就是这位 Draupada 呢，他在和 Pandava 的战争中被打败了。
I don't know if you remember, my dear listeners, that King Draupada was conquered by Arjuna and his brothers as a dakshina, as a payment, as a gift or offering to their guru Dronacharya, who asked them to capture Draupada, who had offended him when he was young.
对，我亲爱的听者们，不知道大家还记不记得哈？就是当Draupada 和Jonacharya 他们在年轻的时候呢，由于这个卓婆达他冒犯了 Jonacharya， 所以呢，当 Jonacharya 他教会了所有他的学生之后呢，他就请他的学生把 Dropata 给抓起来作为给他的谢师礼。所以说呢 Pandava 兄弟呢就把这份谢师礼献给了 Dronacharya。
So the Dropada became subservient, you know, he was humiliated. Dropada was humiliated by Dronacharya who took half of his kingdom.
所以说呢 Dropada 呢他就被Jonacharya 给屈辱了，并且呢 Jonacharya 还拿走了他的半个王国。
And this to be humiliation is worse than death for a Kshatriya.
对一位刹帝利来说呢，这种屈辱要比死亡更加的难受。
So he was searching for someone who could give him a boon, a blessing that he could help him to regain, to have revenge and regain his complete kingdom.
所以说呢，他就在寻找一个人能够给他赐福，然后使他得到这个祝福，最终他能够再重新的在复仇中得回他的全部的王国。
So he was traveling in many holy places around the Ganges, trying to find a great sage, some great sage who could give him such a blessing, such a boon, so he could recuperate all his kingdom.
所以说呢，他就在恒河的沿岸进行朝拜，然后呢，他就在这个朝拜的过程中呢，希望能够找到一位圣人，能够给他这样的祝福，从而最终他能够把他的王国再拿回来。
So at one time, he came to one place where there were two sages, the sons of Kashyapa Muni.
那么所以说呢，有一天他就来到了一个地方，这个地方呢有两位圣人，这两位圣人呢是 Kashyapa Muni 的儿子。
Yeah, their name Yaja and Upayaja.
那这两个人的名字呢？一位呢被称为叫 Yaja， 另外一位呢被称为叫 Upayaja。
So they were the sons of Kashyapa Muni, a great sage.
那他们是一位伟大的圣人，被称为叫 Kashyapa Muni 的儿子。
So you could see that these two young sages were very self-controlled.
但他们可以看到这两位圣人呢是非常的自制的。
So the king made friendship with them.
所以说呢，这位国王 Dropada 就和他们交起了朋友。
Even invited them to visit his kingdom.
甚至于呢，还邀请这两位圣人来拜访他的国家。
And by and by, he created a very strong friendship with them.
所以这样呢，一来二往呢，他们就建立起了很深厚的友谊。
So one time he confessed to one of his brothers, Upayaja, and told him, "See, I actually have a great desire, strong desire to have a son who could kill Dronacharya because he has taken half of my kingdom, has disgraced my dynasty."
所以有一天呢，他就向这位 Upayaja。圣人呢就袒露了他的心声，他说呢，其实我非常的希望能有一个儿子，那这个儿子呢，他能够帮我夺回，他能够杀死Jonacharya， 并且呢夺回我的半壁王国，因为 Jonacharya 他羞辱了我，而且呢他也羞辱了我的国家。
My disgrace my dynasty.
Yeah.他使我的国家蒙羞。
So he asked him if you can perform a sacrifice with the purpose of having such a son, then my desire will be fulfilled.
所以呢，他就问乌帕亚扎，你能不能举行一个祭祀，然后呢，使我得到一个儿子，然后这样以满足我的愿望。
But Upayaja told him. And he said, and I promise you, I promise you, I give you 10,000 cows in charity.
然后卓伯特又对乌帕亚扎说呢，我向你保证，我会给你一万头乳牛作为布施。
But that Rishi, that Sage, told the king, no, I cannot perform such a sacrifice.
但是这位 Rishi, 这位圣人对国王说，我不能做这样的祭祀。
But for 1 year, Drupada continued to worship and treat this Brahmana very nicely.
但是在接下来这一年呢， Drupada 他继续非常非常好的款待着 Rishi.
He was very determined.
他非常的坚定。
But even after 1 year, when he asked Upayaja again, Upayaja said, see, I have no more interest in this material world. I don't want to perform this type of sacrifice.
然后一年之后呢，他又询问乌帕亚扎能不能为他做这个祭祀。乌帕亚扎说，我对这个物质世界已经毫无兴趣，所以说呢，我也不想做这样的祭祀。
But maybe you can approach my brother Yaja. He still has some desire, some worldly perceptions.
那也许可能你去问问我的哥哥Yaja，因为他依然还有一些世俗的愿望，他可能还是希望有一些这个世俗的财富。
Ask him, maybe he can perform this sacrifice for you.
所以呢，你去问问他吧，也许他可能能够为你做这样的祭祀。
So then he went, Drupada went to the to hermitage of Yajanam and explained his situation, how he was in such a great need to have a son who could defeat Dronacharya, because Dronacharya very unfairly had defeated him and taken half of his kingdom.
所以说呢，Drupada他就来到了Yaja修行的小屋，并且呢向他解释了这个情况。 请他做这样一个祭祀，因为呢，他非常的需要一个儿子来击败Dronacharya，因为Dronacharya呢，在很不公平的这种情况下，打败了他，并且拿走了他半壁城池、半壁国家。Dronacharya
was powerful because he was a Brahmana, so he had this Brahminical power combined with the Kshatriya power.
那Dronacharya他是非常有力量的，因为呢，他是一位婆罗门，但是呢，他又有刹帝利的能力。So
the Brahminic power combined with the Kshatriya power made him very, very, very
powerful.嗯，所以说呢，就是婆罗门的这个力量，再加上刹帝利的这个力量，这样就使得他非常的孔武有力。
So he was requesting the sage, you know, Yaja, and he said, maybe you could perform a great sacrifice to, so I could have a son who could avenge, who could revenge my misery and my defeat and regain my kingdom.
对呢，他就询问圣人Yaja能不能为他做这样一个祭祀，从而呢使他能够得到一个儿子。 然后能够通过这个儿子使他复仇，并且击败Dronacharya，使他夺回他的王国。I
say, I'll give you 10,000 cows in charity.
然后Dronacharya对Yaja说，我会给你一万头乳牛作为布施。So
Yaja is immediately agreed. Okay, let's do it.
然后Yaja他立刻就同意了，说好吧，咱们就这么办吧。So
they started the preparations for a great yagya, a great sacrifice in a palace of Drupada.
对呢，他们就开始为这盛大的祭祀开始做起准备。这个祭祀呢是在朱布达的皇宫里举行。So
Yaja was, you know, preparing everything and start chanting the mantras and start pouring the ghee on sacrificial fire, chanting all these mantras.
所以Yaja呢，他就准备好了所有的这些用品，然后开始念诵起曼陀罗，并且呢，开始在这个祭坛上，就是在祭坛上开始泼上酥油。
And the flames were rising very high, big fire.
这会儿呢，这个火焰一下就烧得很高，这个火就窜起来了。
And suddenly from the fire appeared a child was as almost as effulgent as the sun.
然后突然之间呢，在火里就显现了一个孩子，那这个孩子呢，就像是太阳一样绽放着光芒。
He was wearing a golden crown.
他戴着金色的皇冠。
With a bow and arrow in his right hand.
他的右手里面拿着弓和箭。
And with a sword.
还拿着剑。
So everybody was astonished. What is this child? It's a celestial child.
所以呢，在场的所有的人都非常的震惊的看着这样一个天仙般的孩子。
And then they heard a voice from the sky.
然后呢，他们就听到天空中传来一个声音。
This prince has been born for the purpose of defeating, of slaying, killing Dronacharya.
这个王子的降生就是为了要斩杀、干掉Dronacharya。
You will dispel all the fears of Dronacharya and his kinsmen.
他将驱散掉Dronacharya所有的恐惧以及他的族人。
He will remove all the sorrows, all the lamentation of King Drupada.
他会移除Drupada王的所有的悲伤。
And at that time, also right from the middle of the sacrificial fire, this young princess also appeared with the beauty of a demigoddess.
但是呢，就在这时候，在祭火的中央，同时显现了这非常美丽的小公主。那么这个小公主呢，美妙绝伦，就像是一位半神人的仙女一样。
She had beautiful lotus eyes, black lotus eyes.
还有非常美的黑色的莲花眼。
Her complexion was dark.
而且她的肤色呢是暗色的。
And her hair was bluish.
她的头发呢是蓝黑的。
She emanated fragrance. Such an incredible fragrance that spread all over the place.
而且呢，它还散发着非常的迷人的芬芳，整个这个地方全部都弥漫着它所散发的香味。
So beautiful, exquisitely beautiful.
非常非常的美丽，精致的美丽。
And again, a voice comes from the sky to give prediction about this child.
然后这会儿呢，天空中又发出了一个预言这个孩子的将来的声音。
This dark complexion girl will be like a jewel among all women.
Sorry, there was a broken. She will become a what among all
women? This dark complexion girl will be a jewel among women.
Oh, okay. 那么这声音就说到，就是这个有着黑色肤色的姑娘，她将是所有女子中的珍珠。
And she will be the cause of the death of many kings.
而且呢，她也将会导致很多国王的丧生。
She will accomplish the purpose of the demigods.
她将完成半神人们要完成的目的。
And she will give the Pandavas all good fortune.
而且呢，她将把所有的幸运给予潘达巴们。
So when King Drupada and his family members heard these two prophecies of after the birth of these two wonderful children, they were so happy, they were so overwhelmed with joy.
所以说呢，当Drupada以及在场的所有的亲属们听到了对这两个孩子的预言之后呢，大家都实在是太开心了，全部都处在极乐之中。
So the Brahmanas gave the names to the children.
婆罗门呢就为这两个孩子起了名字。
This boy will be called Dhrishtadyumna.
这男孩呢将被称为叫 Dhrishtadyumna。
Dhrishtadyumna means Drishta. Drishta means one who is born, who has been born from the fire.
Drishta 的意思呢，就是出生在火里的人。
And Dhrishtadyumna means one who is born with a natural armor because he has a natural armor around his chest.
Armor.
You know, the thing that to protect the chest in the warriors.They have a thing to cover their chest and their back.
Yeah. 那么就是因为这个 Dhrishtadyumna 他在一出生的时候呢，他的这个胸前就是带着盔甲的，所以 Dhrishtadyumna 呢的意思就是那个带着盔甲的人。盔甲。
And this girl, because she is dark in complexion, she will be known as Krishna.
那么这个姑娘呢，由于她的这个肤色是黑色的，所以说呢，她的名字被称为叫 Krishna。
Krishna. Female, because it's female. Krishna, because she's dark and is a girl.
那么因为她是一个女孩，所以呢，这个女孩的这个 na 的这个声音呢是发长音的，然后呢，她又是黑色的皮肤，所以被称为叫 Krishna。
Krishna.But she will be more known as Draupadi because of being the daughter of King Draupada.
但是呢，她更被人知的这个名字呢是 Draupadi， 因为呢她是 Draupada 的女儿。
So eventually, the Brahmana continued. The Brahman was telling the story to the Pandavas. He continued. Then Dhrishtadyumna, when he grew up, a young boy, a young man, he was taken.He was accepted as a student of great Dronacharya, and he appeared destined to eventually kill Dronacharya, his own teacher.
那这位婆罗门呢，在继续讲他的这个故事，那就说呢，这位 Dhrishtadyumna 呢，就慢慢的就长成了一个少年，然后呢，他就被送去去和这个 Dronacharya 一起学习。那他最后呢，他的命运就变成了他杀死了他自己的老师。
So Dronacharya knew that he was meant to kill him.
那么 Dronacharya 也知道Dhrishtadyumna 的目的最终是要杀死他的。
He knew that was the prophecy, that was the prophecy that Dhrishtadyumna appeared to kill him.
因为他知道是有这样一个预言的。因为当 Dhrishtadyumna 他在显现的时候，就有这么一个预言，是说他会杀死 Dhrishtadyumna。
But still, being a good Brahman, he accepted Dhrishtadyumna as his disciple and he gave him equal teachings as he gave to other students and the Pandavas. Everybody got the same.
但是作为一位善良的婆罗门呢，他接受了 Dhrishtadyumna 作为他的学生。并且呢，他不偏不向的把他所有的记忆也都传给了 Dhrishtadyumna， 就像他传授给其他的学生一样。
When the Pandavas heard about the description of Draupadi's beauty, they were like bitten by Cupid arrows.
那么当Pandava 兄弟们听到对 Draupadi 的美妙的这个容貌的描述之后呢？他们的心就好像被丘比特的箭给射中了一样。
They lost their peace of mind.
所以呢，他们就失去了他们的心智。
And Kunti was noting how their boys were, her boys were becoming inattentive and restless.
然后昆蒂皇后呢，其实这会儿注意到她的这些儿子们如何已经变得有点躁动不安了，而且又有点变得。这个神思恍惚了。
So later on, she approached the Yudhisthira and said, "Listen, we have been here living."
这些兄弟们呢，听见妈妈的这个建议以后呢，就很开心。
So they were preparing to leave Ekachakra to travel to the kingdom of Drupada.
所以呢，他们就开始准备着收拾行囊，要离开 Ekachakra， 然后要去到朱帕达的王国了。
At that time, Vyasadeva again came to visit them.
然后就在这会儿呢 ，Vyasadeva 又来看他们。
So the Pandavas and their mother immediately offered obeisance and greeted him with joined palms.
那这个潘达瓦兄弟们以及他们的母亲立刻顶拜圣人，并且呢，双手合十的迎接他。
Offered him a nice seat and worshipped him, gave him water, food, and offered him sweet words.
给他把他请到上座。为他沐浴，然后呢，给他端来水以及食物，并且呢，向他说上赞美之词。
And then just sat down there, silent, waiting for the sage to speak.
然后他们就坐在那儿，默默的等着圣人发言。
So Vyasadeva advised them.
对 ，Vyasadeva 呢就这样告诫他们。
Yes, it's nice that you go to visit the country of the Panchalas and stay in the city of Kampila, the capital of the kingdom of Drupada, King Drupada.
那你们去这个Panchala 王国，并且呢居住在 Kampila 城是很好的一件事情。那 Kampila 呢是Drupada 王所在的首都。
He has a very beautiful daughter, Draupadi, and she's going to be offered in marriage.
然后呢，周伯特王有一位很美丽的女儿，而且现在呢，她也到了出嫁的年龄。
And maybe she can become the wife you expect.
也许可能她能够成为你们心里所想的妻子。
So very soon there will be a Svayamvara, you know, the ceremony of marriage. There will be a Svayamvara ceremony so she can choose a husband.
那所以说呢，所以马上呢，这个朱克迪他就会举行一个 Svayamvara 的仪式。那这样呢，他就可以选择他的丈夫。
So they will have a tournament and if you can succeed, you can obtain her for your wife.
所以如果你们要是能够在这个选亲会上取胜的话呢，那你们就可以成功的娶到她为妻子。
And this will be very auspicious for you.
而这个呢，对于你们来说是非常的吉祥的。
So after saying that, Vyasadeva again went back to his hermitage.
说完这话之后呢 ，Vyasadeva 又回到他自己的修行小屋去了。
So the Pandavas very enthusiastic with their mother, they travel to the country of the Panchalas.
所以充满热情的潘达五兄弟呢，就和他们的母亲一起启程前往潘沙拉国。
So they travel along the banks of the Ganges.
但他们在这一路旅行呢，他们是沿着恒河走的。
And they arrive at one place where the great sages used to worship Lord Shiva.
所以他们就来到了一个地方，这个地方呢是圣人们崇拜主希瓦的地方。
It was night.
这是晚上。
So they stay in that spot And then it happened that there was a king of the Gandharvas used to go there every night to sport in the water of the Ganges with his queens.
那他们就在一个地方歇脚，但是这个地方呢，恰巧就是一位 Gandharva 的天仙的一位国王，每天都会来这里和他的皇后在这里戏水。
So Arjuna was carrying a torchlight and leading the party along the bank of the river and suddenly the king of the Gandharvas see that they were coming He came out of the water with his and it took his bow and arrows and was rushing again to kill the Pandavas.
那这会儿呢，是 Arjuna， 他是点着火把走在兄弟们的前面为大家领路。那么这会儿呢，这个 Gandalf 的这个国王呢，他就看到了过来的这一行 Pandava 们，然后他就从水里面一下冒出来，然后就拉弓射箭的，想要急急忙忙的射死 Pandava 们。
And he stopped in front of the Pandava Arjuna and said, everybody knows that hours of the night are set aside for the Gandharvas and Rakshasas to sport and have great enjoyment in this holy river.
Sorry, Ashu, I don't get the first part.
It is known by everyone that hours of the night are set aside for the Gandharvas and the Rakshasas to enjoy in this holy river.
Oh, okay, okay. 就所有的人都知道，其实是在晚上有这么特定的这个时间呢，就是这个圣河就专门给Gandharva 还有Rakshasa 们在这儿来嬉戏的。
So the hours of the day are for the human beings, and the hours of the night are for us.
所以说呢，白天是这个地方是人类所嬉戏的地方，那晚上可是我们甘道尔和 Rakshasa 所待的地方。
I am a friend of Kuvera.
我是 Kuvera 的朋友。
My name is Angaraparna. I'm the king of Gandhar.
我是 Angaraparna， 这是我的名字。我是 Gandhava的国王。
And this forest here in the banks of the Ganges was given to me by Kuvera.
而且呢，就是这片森林，沿着恒河的这片森林是 Kuvera 给我的。
So you just leave this place, otherwise I'm going to kill you.
所以说你们赶紧从这个地方离开，否则的话我就会杀死你们。
When Arjuna heard these challenging words of the Gandharva, he said, "You foolish!"
So when Arjuna heard Gandharva 国王对他的这一番挑战之言的时候呢，他就回敬道：“你真是个傻瓜！"
Nay, day or night, everybody has the right to. So Arjuna did not like the challenge of this Gandharva.
所以呢，Arjuna他一点都不喜欢这个Gandharva国王对他的挑衅。He
said, "What are you talking? Day and night, we can use we can take bath in the Ganges and take advantage of its purification."
不是你在说什么呀？我们无论白天和晚上都是可以在恒河中沐浴的，都可以在恒河中得到净化的。This
river is flowing from the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu.
这条河它是从主威士诺的莲花足上流淌而下的。It's
meant for all beings at any time.
所以呢，任何人，任何的生灵在任何时候都是可以在这儿来沐浴的。How
can you stop us from drinking or bathing in the Ganges?
所以你怎么能够阻止我们从恒河中取水，喝饮或者是在恒河中沐浴呢？
Oh, the Gandharva became very, very furious.
Oh, this Gandharva 可是大发雷霆了。See,
because Gandharvas and Rakshasas, they are superior to human beings.
因为 Gandharva 还有 Rakshasa 他们都是要高于人类的。So
he was prepared to kill Arjuna.
所以呢，他已经就准备要杀死 Arjuna 了。嗯。
So Arjuna told him.
对 Arjuna 对他说，
Don't try to frighten us.
你可别想着要吓唬我们。
If you think that you are very powerful, then prepare to defend yourself.
如果你要是觉得你特别的孔武有力的话， 那你就准备好保护好你自己吧。
So Arjuna used his own torch with the mantras of the Agneya Hastra, means the fire god mantra, and he threw the torch, and that torch burned the Gandharva chariot and broke him down unconscious.
那所以说呢，Arjuna 他就举着他的火把，并且念着向火神祈祷的曼陀罗。然后呢，就把这个火把就扔向了这位甘达瓦，然后呢，
so,
这个甘达瓦，然后呢就击败了他的车夫，然后把他的车夫给弄晕了过去。
He fell unconscious.
所以呢，他就摔下来，然后就晕过去了。
So Arjuna grabbed him by the hair and dragged him along the ground and brought to his brothers.
Arjuna is dragging the chariot or dragging the king.
No, dragging the Gandharva. He dragging the Gandharva by his hair.
然后呢 ，Arjuna 呢，他就拖着这位 Gandharva 王的头发，然后就一路把他拖到了他的哥哥的他的兄弟们面前。
So that the Gandharva became conscious.
然后这会儿呢，这个刚才从车上摔下去，的晕过去的这位王呢，他被拖过来以后呢，他就醒了过来。
You have defeated me.
然后就说呢，你把我给击败了。
So I'm very pleased with you.
对呢，我很被你取悦。
So I'm going to teach you the science, give you the science that can produce many mystic illusions.
所以呢，我将教你一门技术，这门技术呢，就能够产生出很多的玄秘的虚幻。
It's a power that only the Gandharvas possess.
那么这种玄秘的力量呢，只有 Gandharva 才会有。
And I give you 100 horses that will never become tired in the battlefield.
而且呢，我会给你一百匹马，然后使得你在战场上永远都不会感到疲累。
These horses cannot be killed.
而且这些马呢不会被杀死的。
And they can travel at a very high speed.
而且呢他们可以风驰电掣的跑。
I give you all this.
所以我把这些都给你。
I have great respect for you because you have defeated me.
因为你击败了我，所以呢我是非常的尊敬你。
But I want you to give me this weapon of fire.
但是呢，我想让你把这个火的武器送给我。
So they make this exchange.
所以呢，他们就做出了这样的交换。
So Arjuna told him, "Let us be good friends forever."
所以 Arjuna 就对他说，让咱们永远都成为好朋友吧。
And understand that we have no fear of Gandharvas or Rakshasas.
然后呢，也理解，所以我们一点也不害怕。Gandharva 或者是 Rakshasa.
So he said, why did you stop us? We are on pilgrimage. Why did you attack us?
所以呢，他就问他，他说，你为什么要阻止我们呢？你为什么要攻打我们呢？我们现在是正在朝圣之路上。
He said, I didn't know you were Kshatriyas.
这个我国王就说，我不知道你们是沙帝利。
Because the Kshatriyas are always guided by Brahmanas.
因为呢，这些沙帝利们他们总是让自己打扮成的是婆罗门的样子。
Kshatriyas travel always with a Brahmana preceding them.
因为这个沙帝利他们在旅行的时候呢，总是有婆罗门走在他们的前面。
Nobody can know what kind of ashram do you belong.
所以没有人知道你们到底是属于哪个阶层的。
That's why I challenge you. I didn't know who you are.
这也就是为什么我会向你发出挑衅，因为我根本就不知道你到底是谁。
I give you an advice.
所以我给你一个建议。
In a forest nearby, there's a very sacred place, and there is a great sage Domya.Domya, and approach Domya is a great austere sage. Approach Domya to become your spiritual master.
那在这福建呢，有一座森林，森林里呢有一位非常的伟大的苦行的圣人，叫他的名字叫多米尔。所以呢，你们要去找多米尔，并且使多米尔成为你们的灵性导师。
嗯。Is very intelligent and will guide you when you will be in great distressful situations.
那他呢是处于非常精进高深的地位的，所以呢，当你们处于很痛苦的状态的时候呢，他是会指导你们的。
So Arjuna was very pleased with the Gandharva when he gave him the fire weapon.
所以呢，Arjuna呢也非常的心仪这位 Gandharva， 所以就把他的火武器送给了他。
But he told him to keep the horses until the time he would need them.
但是他对甘德瓦说呢，您先帮我们留着这些马匹，直到我需要的时候呢，我再跟您这儿再取。
So the Pandavas then went to the forest, a particular forest, to approach Domya.
然后呢，潘达瓦们呢就来到了这个特定的森林里面去寻找多米尔。
Their approach was very humble and requested him to become their priest, their advisor.
那他们是非常谦卑的来找多米尔的，并且呢，谦卑的请求多米尔成为他们的指导者，成为他们的建议者。
So Domya agreed to that. He became very attached to the Pandavas and agreed to become their priest.
然后 Domya 呢就同意了，而且呢 ，Domya 开始就变得很喜欢这些 Pandava 们，他就成为了他们的祭司。
And they requested Domya actually to accompany them to the city of Kampilya to help them to win Draupadi in marriage.
然后他们就请求 Domya 一起和他们去到 Kampilya 城，并且呢帮助他们能够迎娶 Draupadi 成为他们的妻子。
So they all went to Kampilya, to the kingdom of Draupada.
所以呢，他们就一行人一起前往 Kampilya, 去到 Draupada 的王国。
Wow, Kampilya was a big city, and they were preparing for this big festival of the marriage of Draupadi. So the whole city was decorated there. There was the sound of many musical instruments, and the citizens were all very busy, and they looked so happy, so ecstatic.
那 Kampilya 呢是一座很大的城市。那么由于呢，这个城里面正要为他们的公主迎这个举行招亲大会，所以呢，整个这个城市全都洋溢着节日的气氛，张灯结彩，而且呢。这个乐曲宣扬，所有的臣民们呢也都是欢天喜地的。
There were kings and princes from all parts of the world, great dynasties. They all came for the marriage ceremony of Draupadi. They all wanted to get Draupadi as their wife. She was so famous.
那么所有的这些王国的王子们全部都聚集到了这里。这些王子们都是跃跃欲试的，希望能够成为能够娶到 Draupadi 为他们的妻子。
So the Pandavas and their priest Domya, they took up residence in a house of a potter.
那Pandava 以及他们的祭司 Domya 就一起居住在了一个
Potter who makes clay pots.
Yeah. 就是居住在了一个这个瓦罐的手艺人的家里。
A simple house.
这是一个很简朴的家庭。
Because remember, they were still in disguise.
所以我们要记得，他们现在依然还是在乔装打扮的生活中。
So King Draupada has built a very special.Amphitheater, in a huge amphitheater to host all these princes and kings and their families to come for the marriage ceremony of his daughter.
那诸佛的王呢，他就搭起了一个很大的一个剧院，一个场地，是为了要使所有来 参加选亲大会的这些王子还有他们的亲人能够在这里聚集一堂的这么一个地方。Ashu, are you there?
Okay. Actually, it's hard. You wanted the Arjuna marry this daughter Draupadi.
Ashu, the voice is broken again. It seems that you say a lot, but I only hear one sentence. That is, Draupadi wants his daughter to marry Arjuna.
Can you hear me? Yes, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Hare. Yes, I'm here. Okay, can you hear me better now? Can you hear me better? Hare Krishna,
yes.
Hare Krishna,
yes.
Krishna,
yes.
Krishna,
yes.
Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Can you hear me better?
Yes, huh? Yes. Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Ashu?
Yes. Hear me, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Did you hear the whole mantra?
Yes, I heard the whole mantra.
Okay. So, yes, Draupadi, in his heart, he was hoping that Arjuna would marry his daughter.
但在 Draupadi 的内心中呢，他是希望 Arjuna 能够娶他的女儿。
So he had even for that purpose he had made a very special competition that he knew that only Arjuna could win.
所以就为了这个原因呢，他特别安排了一个比赛。那这个赛事呢，只有尔朱呢才能够赢得这场比赛。
He prepared a very special bow, you know, a bow. So stiff that only a person like Arjuna could string it, put a string and pull the string on it. Very special bow.
那他呢就准备了一个很特别的弓，那么这种弓呢非常的紧，那只有像Arjuna这样的人呢才能够拉得动这个弓弦。
So he was hoping that the Pandavas had not died in that fire of that house, because many people were still thinking that the Pandavas survived that tragic incident.
而且呢，诸葛在他心存希望，他就希望呢，潘德巴兄弟并没有在那场大火中被烧死。确实，还有很多人内心中都是有这样的希望的。他们认为潘德巴并没有死。
So not only the bow was very stiff, very difficult to be stringed, but he thought maybe if somebody by chance can string the bow, so he made the competition is more difficult. The person who can string the bow has to be able to throw arrow and hit the a fish on a wheel.
那就是虽然说这个弓呢特别的紧，很难拉动，但是呢，朱克就在想，万一要是有人能拉动它呢，所以呢，他就让这个比赛呢变得更加的难。就是说，拉动这根弓的这个人，他必须还得用箭射中一只在轮子上转动的鱼才行。
So he put a artificial fish on a wheel, on a moving wheel, on the top of the amphitheater, and the competitor had to throw the arrow, have to string the bow, and then shoot the arrow to hit the fish on the ceiling. On that wheel, moving wheel, and he could not look at it directly, had to look at the reflection in a container of oil on the ground, so he could not look directly. He had to look on the reflection and shoot the arrow and pierce the fish in that wheel on the ceiling.
所以说呢，就是这个参加比赛的这个人，他是这样的，就是首先，周伯特他是在他们聚会的这个大厅的房顶上。 挂了一个转动的轮子，然后这个轮子上面呢安了一条假鱼，就是假装的，就是这个假的这个鱼。所以说呢，就是能够拉动这盏弓的这个人，他必须要搭上箭，然后呢要用这支箭要射中转动的轮子上的这条鱼，但是呢他又不能够直接用箭去瞄准在房顶上的这条鱼，他必须呢要看见。 就是要从底下的这个水里面的这个影子里面来瞄准这条鱼，所以要在这样的这么一个状态下能够射中这条鱼，它才算胜。Very
difficult, very difficult. It would be a very difficult feat to be to be succeeded by any ordinary person. But he thought if Arjuna would be there, he could do that.
所以说呢，这是一个非常难的一个技艺。作为一个普通人来说呢，能够做到这一点是很难很难的。但是呢，周伯特就在想，如果要是Arjuna当时在场的话，他是一定能够做到的。So
he was hoping that Arjuna and his brothers had not been killed in a house, the burning house, and then the news of this marriage of his daughter would bring Arjuna and his brothers to his city.
所以呢，他就希望心存着这样的希望，Arjuna和他的兄弟们并没有在这场大火中丧生。而且呢，当他的女儿要出嫁的这个消息传出去之后呢，会把Arjuna和他的兄弟们给引到他的城市里面来。So
on the day of the ceremony, all these kings and princes coming from different places of the planet, they came and took their seats, their honorable seats, and all the citizens, you know, they were so anxious to see the outcome of this ceremony, of this competition. They are all assembled there by the thousands.
所以说呢，就在选亲大会这一天呢，在这星球上的所有的这些王国的王子们全部都云集到这里，并且呢，坐在了他们的给他们准备的这个尊贵的这个座子上，座位上。 准备来参加这场大会，这场比赛。然后呢，在这城里面的所有的这些人们呢，也都聚集在这里，大家都非常的兴奋，也都非常的想知道这个比赛的结果到底会是什么样子的。So
the Brahmanas presiding the marriage ceremony, they begin this sacrificial fire, chanting all these mantras to bring auspiciousness.
那在主持这场祭祀仪式的这个婆罗门们呢，也开始坐在了这个祭坛的边上，并且开始念诵起曼陀罗，然后也开始点起了火。So
after this sacrificial fire, then when everybody was very quiet, Dhrishtadyumna, the son of Draupada, took the hand of beautiful Draupadi and spoke to the whole assembled kshatriyas, kings and princes from different lands.
当祭祀之火点起来之后呢，所有的人全部都变得安静下来。然后Dhrishtadyumna他就牵着他的美丽的妹妹Draupadi的手，来到了所有的这些kshatriyas的面前，并且对所有的这些kshatriyas说。
They were right in the middle of this amphitheater, so everybody could see them, and he introduced Draupadi. This is my sister Draupadi, which is the most beautiful woman on this planet. Whoever wants to gain my sister in marriage, he must do this, and explain them what King Draupada had established as a competition.
那么Draupadi的手呢，就站在了整个的这个现场的中心的这个位置，使得在场的所有的这些刹帝利、这些王子们全部都能看到他们。然后Draupadi就说呢，这是我的美妙绝伦、无与伦比的妹妹。 她呢是在这个星球上最美的女子。那么如果你们想要娶她为妻的话呢，你就必须要遵守这样的规则，就把这个由 Jupiter 所制定的所有的这些规则呢就全部都先宣布给大家。
You have to string the bow, and you have to shoot the arrow and pierce the eye of the fish on that, on the ceiling, on stuck on the chariot wheel, wheel without looking directly, but seeing the reflection on the water in a container on the ground.
你呢？首先呢，必须要先拉动这个弓，然后呢，要射箭。然后呢，要把这个箭呢，要射到在屋顶上的挂着的这个轮转动的这个轮子上的这条鱼的眼睛。然后呢，还不能够对着这条鱼来瞄准，要对着在地上放着的这桶水里面所折射出来的这个倒影去瞄准。
So, and then it starts introducing all the princes, all the great princes and queens, introducing their names to Draupadi.
然后呢
Drupada, King Draupada, then, his son, Drishtadyumna, introduced all those kings and princes, that all these famous kings and princes to Drupada to make her, to Draupadi to make her, to make her know who are there.
那然后呢，这个 Drishtadyumna 呢，他又开始把在场的所有的这些王子、这些沙帝利、这些国王的名号一一的介绍给 Draupadi， 然后让他知道想要娶他的这些人都是谁。
There's Duryodhana with his 100 brothers.
哦，那这里面还有 Duryodhana 和他的100个弟弟。
There is Karna.
还有 Karna.
There's Sakuni.
There's Sakuni.
Ashvatthama, the son of Dronacharya.
Dronacharya 的儿子 Ashvatthama.
There's the king Susharma.
There's Susharma 王
The very powerful Jarasandha.
There's 非常神勇的 Jarasandha.
King Virata.
Virata 王
King Pundraka.
Pundraka 王
King Bhagadatta,
Bhagadatta 王
King Kalinga,
Kalinga 王
And there is also Krishna and Balarama.
Krishna 和 Balarama 也都在场
From the Yadu dynasty.
他们是来自于 Yadu 王朝的
And there is also Satyaki and Akrura.
还有 Satyaki 和 Nakura.
There is also Shishupala.
Shishupala 也在
All and so many other kings and princes, they came here to gain your hand in marriage, my dear sister.
Oh, 还有很多的国王和王子，他们全部都到场了，他们都是希望能够赢得我的妹妹，我亲爱的妹妹，为他们的妻子。
So all these princes and kings, they were all thinking to themselves, Draupadi shall be mine.
所以呢，所有的这些王子，所有的这些国王，内心里面都想着 ，Draupadi 是我的。
They were all conquered by the celestial beauty of Draupadi.
因为所有的这些王侯这个国王和王子们都被 Draupadi 的美貌所征服了。
It was such a ceremony that even the demigods came from. They were assembled in the sky to witness the event.
那这的确是一个非常盛大的盛事，以至于使得半神人们也全部都聚集在天空中来观看着这场盛事。
There was so much excitement in the air.
所以呢，在空气中弥漫着兴奋。
So the Pandavas also dressed like Brahmanas. They also came there to see the ceremony.
装扮成婆罗门样子的潘达瓦兄弟们呢，他们也都在场，在观察着这场盛世。
So when Krishna saw the Pandavas sitting amongst the Brahmanas, he spoke to Balaram. You know who is there? I think I think there amongst all these Brahmanas, there is our dear cousins, Yudhisthira, Bhima, Arjuna, Nakula, and Sahadeva.
然后当 Krishna 看到在婆罗门中所坐着的他那五兄弟的时候呢，他就对巴拉拉姆说，你知道谁也来了吗？我想在这些婆罗门之间有我们非常亲爱的堂兄弟们，他们是 Yudhisthira, Bhim, Arjuna, Sahadev, Nakula.
So when Balarama looked at that direction, he also saw that, he saw the Pandavas and he saw how they were looking at Draupadi, and he smiled with great satisfaction.
所以呢，当主巴拉姆看向潘达文他们所坐的这个地方的时候呢，当他看着潘达文兄弟看着周婆提的这种眼神的时候，他就非常的心满意足的笑了。
So all these great kings and princes, one by one, they came, took the bow, but most of them they could not even string the bow.
所以呢，这些国王和王子们呢，就一个一个的走上前来，他们要先举起弓，然后要拉弓。但是呢，大部分的这些国王和王子呢，他们是拉不动弓的。
Duryodhana was able to string the bow.
但 Duryodhana 呢，他是能够拉动弓。
And he was able to shoot the arrow.
他甚至于他都可以射箭。
And he missed the fish.By the width of a finger.
By the width of the finger.
Width, just a space, waste the space of a finger, missed just for the width of a finger.
Okay. 但是呢，他把就是没有射中这条鱼，而且呢，他是就差了一个手指头那么个距离。
So just for one the width of a finger, he missed the target.
所以呢，他就差一个手指头的那个距离，他没有射中这条鱼的眼睛。
And then was Salya, he missed the target by the width of a bean seed.
然后呢，Salya呢，他是错过了一个豆粒那么大小的距离，没有射中。
So very close. Just the size of the bean, very close.
就那么一点儿，就是这么一个小豆粒那么大的一个距离。
But missed.
但是还是没有射中。
Then Shishupala came and missed the target by the width of a sesame seed.
然后呢，Shishupala来了。Shishupala呢，他是就错过了一个芝麻粒那么大小的距离。
Oh, so near.
哎呀，实在是太，就差那么一点儿。
Everybody was so excited. Nobody would say a word.
所有的人都特别的兴奋跟激动，一句话也说不出来。
Then Jarasandha came.
然后Jarasandha来了。
He missed the target by the width of a mustard seed.
他这回他所错过的那个距离只有一个芥末籽那么大。
Nobody could pierce the target.
所以没有任何一个人能够射中靶心。
Then Karna came.
然后 Karna 来了。
Wow, everybody knew that he was such a bowman, such a famous bowman who learned from Parashurama himself.
那所有的人都知道 Karna 他是一位非常了不起的弓箭手，而且他是从 Parashurama 那里亲自所学的这个武艺。
So everybody was so tensed.
所以呢，所有人都在那拭目以待。
Everybody just looking at Karna.
所有人都看着 Karna.
At that time, Arjuna and his brothers, they thought, oh, okay, he's gonna eat the fish for sure.
然后这会儿呢，Arjuna和他的兄弟们和他的这个兄弟们在想，哎呀，Karna这回一定是。能够把这条鱼给吃掉了。
So Karna was prepared, he strung the bow and prepared an arrow.
所以 Karna 他就开始准备了，他拿起了弓，然后呢准备要搭弓射箭了。
Then Draupadi very loud spoke, I will not select Asuka as my lord.
然后Draupadi 他就大声地说，我可不能接受一位苏哲作为我的主。
Is the son of a chariot man cannot be my husband.
他是车夫的儿子，他不能是我的丈夫。
At that time, Karna released the arrow.
而就在这会儿呢， Karna 他射出了箭。
But he missed the target by a hair's breadth. Hair.
但是。
Just by the hair's breadth.
但是呢他没有射中靶子，可是就差了一个头发丝那么点的距离。
He was the last kshatriya to try.
但是他是最后一位做出尝试的沙比利。
Then everybody was in silent. What's going to happen?
那这样一来所有的人都沉默下来，那现在该怎么办呢？
Nobody is going to marry Draupadi?
难道没有人能娶 Draupadi 吗？
Then Arjuna, dressed as a Brahmana, stood up.
然后这会儿呢，打扮成婆罗门样子的 Arjuna 站了起来。
And he asked Drishtadyumna, is a Brahmana allowed to take part in this competition?
然后他就问 Drishtadyumna, 婆罗门是否被允许参加这个竞赛呢？
Because I see there is no king or prince that can hit the target.
因为我现在看不到任何的国王和王子能够射中靶心。
So Drishtadyumna said yes.
所以 Drishtadyumna 说可以可以。
Anyone can take part in the competition. Come forward. If you are able to string the bow and hit the target, you will hit Draupadi as your wife.
那所有的人都能够参加这场比赛如果你要是能够拉动弓，能够射中箭，并且呢把箭还射中靶心，那你就能娶 Draupadi 为妻。
So Arjuna came there very calmly. He picked up the bow.
所以 Arjuna 他就非常沉着地走上前来，他提起了弓。
And remembering Krishna within his heart.He strung the bow and put the arrow.
然后呢，他在内心中冥想着 Krishna， 拉起弓，搭上箭。
There was no sound in the audience. Everybody was just looking at Arjuna.
此时的观众是鸦雀无声，所有的人就这样看着 Arjuna。
Arjuna looking at the reflection of fish in the water.He raised his bow and pulled the string and released the arrow and pierced the fish's eye and caused it to fall to the ground.
Arjuna, 他眼睛盯着水里的倒影，然后拉起弓，搭上箭，然后一箭射向了鱼，射向了靶子，然后把鱼的眼射中了鱼的眼睛。然后鱼从天顶上掉了下来。
So the demigods in the sky, they were making a big uproar and playing all their musical instruments and shower flowers on Arjuna.
这会儿天上的这些半神人们可都欢呼了起来，他们强烈的击打起他们的乐器，并且向 Arjuna 抛洒着鲜花。
And all the musicians in the arena start beating their drums and cymbals and conches, make a tumultuous sound.
然后呢，在场的所有的这些音乐人们也都全都欢呼了起来，开始打起了鼓，弹起了他们的这个琴，然后呢，吹响了海螺，然后使得整个现场变得一片喧嚣。
So all those kings and princes, they were shocked. They could not believe that a Brahmana had defeated them.
这会儿在场的所有的这些国王和王子们可都是大为震惊，他们不能够相信一位婆罗门把他们给击败了。
But suspecting that Arjuna that Brahmana was Arjuna, King Drupada was smiling from ear to ear, a big smile.
Drupada 他就猜想着这位婆罗门就是 Arjuna, 所以呢他这会儿可是开心，可是这个大为开怀，这个绽放出来这个笑容，嘴巴都咧到耳朵上了。
So then the beautiful Draupadi with her smiling eyes like lotus petals approached Arjuna and placed the garland of victory on his neck.
然后此时呢，美丽的 Draupadi 也轻盈浅笑的走到 Arjuna 的面前，把他手中的花环戴在了 Arjuna 的脖子上。
But the kings could not tolerate.Kings could not tolerate that Drupada was giving his daughter in marriage to a Brahmana.
但是所有的这些国王可是不能够容忍这一幕的发生的，他们不能够容忍 Drupada 怎么能把他的女儿嫁给一位婆罗门呢？
This Drupada has insulted us.
所以呢，这位 Drupada 他侮辱了我们。
Because the Vedas enjoin that this type of ceremony, marriage ceremony, is meant for kshatriyas, not for brahmanas.
因为在韦达经里面的规定，就是这样的这种仪式本来就是为刹帝利而准备的，并不是为婆罗门而准备的。
The brahmanas have to be protect. We have to protect the brahmanas, so we cannot do any harm against this brahmana. But we're gonna kill this Drupada because he has disgraced our kshatriya race.
Drupada 呢这个婆罗门呢是需要被保护的，所以说呢我们对这位婆罗门我们是没有任何办法，但是我们立志一定要杀死 Drupada, 因为 Drupada 他使我们刹帝利蒙羞了。
So as they were speaking like that, they pick up their weapons and they rushed to King Drupada. They wanted to kill him.
所以呢，就这么想着，所有的这些国王呢，就抄起了他们的武器，冲向了 Drupada, 想要杀死 Drupada。
So King Drupada took shelter of Arjuna.
所以 Drupada 呢，就让 Arjuna 来救他，就托庇在 Arjuna 这儿。
So Arjuna smiled to him and said, "Don't worry, I will handle all of them."
然后 Arjuna 就对他笑着说。别担心，我一个人把他们全搞定。
So in order to counteract the weapons of all these kings and princes, Bhima uprooted a big tree and stood next to Arjuna.
所以为了要应对所有的这些国王和王子们所抽出来的这些武器呢， Bhima 他就连根拔起了一棵树，然后站在了 Arjuna 的面前，来和他一起来迎挡。
Yudhishthira, Nakula, Sahadeva also became ready for combat.
那么 Yudhishthira 和 Sahadeva 和 Nakula 他们也都做好了参战的准备。
So Krishna told his brother, "There's no doubt that this Brahman is Arjuna. There is no doubt."
所以 Krishna 就对他的哥哥说，毫无疑问，这位婆罗门就是 Arjuna。
And that so-called Brahman who just uprooted the tree has to be Bhima, the strongest Bhima.
而且那位所谓的婆罗门刚刚拔起了那棵树的那个所谓的婆罗门，他一定是最强悍的 Bhima.
And that very high prince has to be Yudhishthira, the son of Yamaraj.
而且呢，那位高高个子的王子。他一定是 Yamaraj 的儿子 Yudhishthira.
Balarama was very happy to hear that. He said, "Oh, so these are really wonderful news to know that our auntie Kunti and her five sons are alive."
所以主 Balarama 呢，他听到这个消息之后呢，他特别的开心，他在想，实在是太好了，我们的姑姑Kunti 还有他的孩子们都还活着，这个真的是个好消息。
Because only Krishna, Vyasadeva, and Vidura knew that the Pandavas were not killed in the firehouse.
因为当时呢，只有 Krishna, Vyasadeva 和Vidura 这三个人知道Pandava 兄弟们没有在这场大火中和房子一起烧死。
So all the Brahmins wanted to help Arjuna, but Arjuna said, don't worry, you can handle the situation.
那所以呢，所有的这些Pandava兄弟们呢，都想帮助 Arjuna。
The Brahmanas wanted to help Arjuna, but Arjuna said, "Don't worry, we can handle them."
那所有的这些婆罗门们呢，都想帮助 Arjuna, 但是 Arjuna 就说，别担心，我们可以把这事搞定。
So all these great kings, you know, Karna, Shalya, Duryodhana, they all start coming to fight against the Pandavas, but Pandavas.Arjuna and the Pandavas, they counteract all of them.
但是呢，所以呢，在场的所有的这些王子，比如说像Duryodhana、Shalya 呀，还有 Karna 呀，全都上来迎战，要这个和 Pandava 兄弟们作战。但是呢 ，Pandava 兄弟们把他们都给击退了。
So they were amazed. How can these Brahmanas be so powerful in combat?
所以呢，他们就觉得非常的震惊。他们就觉得，为什么这些婆罗门能够在战场上如此的神勇呢
？So Karna said, "Who are you? Are you Parasurama or are you the King Indra himself?"
所以说 ，Karna 就问你们是谁呀？你是 Parasurama， 你还是天帝 Indra 本人呢
？Only two persons can kill me. Is either Krishna or Arjuna, the son of Pandu.
只有两个人才有可能杀得死我，要不然就是 Krishna， 要不然就是Pandu 的儿子 Arjuna。
So Arjuna told him, "No, Karna, I'm not Parashurama, I'm not Indra."
然后 Arjuna 就对 Karna 说，我不是 Parashurama， 我也不是 Indra。
I'm just a Brahmana who learned the science how to use the bow and arrows.
我只不过就是一个稀松平常的婆罗门，不过呢，我学会了如何用弓用箭。
And I'm here ready to vanquish you in battle.
而且呢，我在这儿呢，也就是为了要让要在这场战争中击败你们。
Karna then desisted from fighting because he didn't want to anger a Brahmana.
所以呢Karna 他就退了下来，因为他不想激怒一位婆罗门。
So all these kshatras, they were defeated, and they didn't want to continue to fight because they said, how can these Brahmins be so powerful? They always have a great respect for Brahmanas.
所以呢，所有这些被击退的国王呢和王子们呢，他们也都准备。停战了的原因就是由于他们对于婆罗门是有极大的尊敬之情的。
So all these kings and princes they stop their advances.
所以呢，所有的这些国王和王子们他们就停止了进攻。
So Arjuna, followed by his brothers and Draupadi, left the arena of competition and they went back to the potter's house.
所以 Arjuna 呢就和瓦柱呢，就由这个卓巴蒂还有Drishtadyumna跟随着他们回到。
His brothers, Arjuna and his brothers, and they went back to their home in a potter's house.
Sorry. 那么这个瓦柱呢，和他的这些兄弟们就一起回到了他们所歇脚的那个就是陶罐艺人的家里。
With Draupadi.
With Draupadi,
because they will win. Arjuna won Draupadi.
Okay. 那 Arjuna 带着 Draupadi 和他所有的兄弟们就回到了他们所歇脚的这位瓦罐艺人的家里。
So Arjuna, when Krishna saw they leaving, then Krishna followed them a certain distance.
所以当 Krishna 看见他们呀、yeah, 那么所以当 Krishna 看见他们要离开的时候呢，他就在后面跟着他们跟了一段距离。
Okay, this is not finished yet.
所以呢这还没有结束。
So be tuned for the next episode.
所以呢我们要静等下一次的讲述。
Okay, we stop here.
嗯，我们现在今天的讲述呢，就先到这儿了。
And if there is any question or comments.
Yes, 阿叔。Yes, 阿叔。我们看看有没有大家有没有问题和评述哈。那么第一个问题呢，是来自于 Sumuki Rada Mataji 的顶拜敬爱的阿叔。和 Dana Kelly Mataji 以及听课的奉献者们，感恩你们精彩的讲课和翻译。请问歌仙在战败后的表现很大度，而Dropata 王战败后誓死要报复，是因为他受到羞辱才这样，还是由于歌仙和沙地利所处的阶层品位不同而有不同的反应呢？他说 Please accept my very humble obeisances to you and all the devotees. Thank you very much for your beautiful lecture. And my question is that after the Gandhava being defeated by Arjuna, he actually was very you know, he's very magnanimous. He became the friends with Arjuna. However, after Draupada be defeated, and he just want to revenge, want to win back of his kingdom. So is that because he has been disgraced or has been humiliated by Dronacharya? So he has such reaction, or is because Gandhava and Kshatriya, they are in the different level, so they have different reactions.
Certainly, they have different reactions. Gandharvas is a higher race.
毫无疑问，他们是有不同的反应的。这个 Gandhava 它是处于更高的阶，它是处于更，它是一个更高的种类。
It's almost on the level of demigods. They are in between human beings and demigods.
所以呢 ，Gandhava 它是在人类和半神人中间的这么一类生物体。
Very elevated entities.
所以呢，他们是处于很高级的状态的生物体。
So they have a very noble character.
所以呢，他们是有很高尚的品格的。
Like Narada Muni is from the Gandharva race.
那就比如说像 Narada Muni, 他就是来自于 Gandhava 的这个种族的。
But yes, Draupada was humiliated. This was the worst thing for him. It was not the defeat, but be humiliated by Draupada, who told him, yeah, you can go and take half of I give you half of the kingdom. This was a big humiliation for Draupada. It would be better to be killed in a battlefield than be humiliated like that for a kshatriya.
那作为这 Draupada 呢，因为他是一位刹帝利，然后呢，他之所以会要报复的原因呢，是由于他被羞辱了，并不是因为他被打败了。他被羞辱就是说你现在可以走了。他被放了之后呢，但是他的半个王国被人拿走了。所以说，作为一个沙地利，当受到这样的羞辱以后呢，实际上比他死还让他难受。
But he was humiliated because he had done the same thing to Dronacharya before, so he was the reaction of his karma.
但是他之所以会被羞辱的原因呢，是因为他之前也这么对待了 Dronacharya， 所以说呢，这是他自己咎由自取。
But yes, Dronacharya should have forgiven that because he was a Brahmana.
但是呢，Dronacharya 他是一位婆罗门，所以他本来是应该原谅这件事情的。
But for a kshatriya to have this type of reaction was normal because it would be better to be killed than to be humiliated like that.
但是呢，作为Dropata。他作为一位刹帝利，他有这样的反应是很正常的。原因就是，不如就是对他来说，不如让要他的命，好过这样来羞辱他。
So next question from Mukti Dattri.
From Mukti Dattri. 顶拜敬爱的阿叔，圣人雅甲依然还有物质欲望。那么我们所遵循的咕噜、萨度。Sastri, 这里的萨度圣人和这里的圣人压价不一样吧。Ashu, please accept my very humble obeisances to you. Because Rishi Yaja, he still have some material desires. But you know, we need to follow guru, sadhu, and sastri. So the sadhu here is the same, you know, is the same rishi as yaja, or they're different.
Yeah, means they may not be yet pure, but they are following and they're teaching the what they are following. They are not deviating from their teachings, even though in their own lives they may not be yet pure, but at least they are following. So whatever they are following and whatever they are teaching is according to the Vedas, even though they still have material, they may not be completely pure, but can be considered sadhus already. Yes. Not pure sadhu, but still sadhus.
Okay,
because they are following the process.
那么这里面的这个圣人其实是一样的，虽然说圣人他还没有达到纯粹的这种状态，但是呢他是就是他是没有偏离经典的教导的，他是按照经典在进行传授，所以说呢他可以被认为是这里面的圣人，但是还是不是处在一个很纯粹的状态下的圣人。
Like we associate with the devotees, and association of devotees is recommended, and we associate with devotees who still have material desires, but because they are sincere following the process and they are teaching according to the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, we trust them, even though they are not yet pure, but they are following, they are sincerely following, even though they still have material desires.
比如说我们推荐大家要和奉献者联谊，但是呢就在这里面和联谊的这些奉献者们呢并不一定还是处在纯粹的状态，但是呢这些奉献者们是非常的认真的在遵循舍拉帕帕所给我们的这个教导，在遵循这个程序，所以说呢和这样的奉献者的联谊是好的。
So they are on the right path.
因为这样的奉献者或者这些圣人他们是在正确的道路上的。
Okay, next question.
Yeah, the next question from 刘传华 Prabhu. 请问谁都可以参加这个选亲大会，那为什么 Karna 要被侮辱呢？ Well, my question is that since everyone has the right to join this ceremony, this competition, but why Karna?To be accumulated, you know, in that particular moment.
Yeah, because Draupadi was not willing to marry with any person inferior to Kshatriya. That was her desire. She didn't want to marry anybody less than a Kshatriya. Brahman is superior. Oh, it's okay, but not lower than Kshatriya.
那是这样的啊，就是因为 Draupadi 她有这样的愿望，就是。他不想嫁给低于沙地利阶层的人，婆罗门要比沙地利要高，所以说是没问题的，但是呢苏哲要比沙地利要低，所以说呢他就不愿意了。
She was a princess. She was born from in a very particular way, and she had that strong desire to actually she knew that she would marry with Arjuna.
而且呢这个卓克蒂她是一位公主，而且呢她是以那么特殊的一种形式降生的，所以呢她就有这样特别的愿望，而且她自己知道她是会嫁给尔朱娜的。
Next question, Michael Liu.
From David Shakti Maharaji. You already answered the question. Yeah, the question is from 顶拜阿叔。请问人们是怎么分辨出沙地利和婆罗门的？从他们的穿着吗？他说 ，My humble obeisances to you. My question is that how do people distinguish the differences in between of Kshatriya and Brahmanas from the way they're dressing?
Well, this was just external way of distinguishing.
那么这个只是从外在上的方式去分别他们。
Also physical, external physically, the Kshatriya has a very corpulent body, very strong body, whereas the Brahmana may not have that kind of strong muscle body.
就还有呢，就是沙地利他的这个外在的这个身形是非常的强壮，非常的强悍的，这个肌肉是很发达的。 但是婆罗门从外在上看是没有那么的雄魁梧的。
But then there is more the qualities. The Brahmanas are very humble in their attitude and they have knowledge. And they, whereas the, and they are more in, they are in a mode of goodness, whereas the Kshatriyas are very proud and very, very forward and they are not afraid and they have a different mood, certainly, because they are more in a mode of passion.
而且呢，这个沙地玉和婆罗门他们所具备的这种品质，还有他们所处在的心绪也是不一样的。那婆罗门呢是很谦卑，而且呢看着也很儒雅，很有学问的这个样子。而沙地利呢是，而且这个婆罗门呢是处在这个善良形态的。那么沙地利呢是很就是怎么说呢，比较招摇，然后呢也比较跋扈，也比较骄傲。而且呢，他们也是处在激情属性的这种状态下的。
The Kshatriyas are not afraid of a fight. They are not afraid to use violence, whereas the Brahmanas are non-violent.
而且呢，沙地利呢，他们是不害怕打仗的，他们也不害怕使用暴力。但是婆罗门是非暴力的。
The Brahmanas they don't fight.
对呢，婆罗门一般是不打架的。
That's why all these kings and princes at one point they didn't want to fight with the Brahmanas because the Brahmanas we are not supposed to fight a Brahmana.
那也就是为什么所有的这些国王和王子他们在那么一度的时候呢是不想和婆罗门来进行打仗的，因为他们是不应该和婆罗门作战的。
And yes, traditionally the way of dressing was different, particularly in those days, you know.The Brahmanas probably they used to use a dhoti and a kurta, very simple dressing, whereas the kings they have their very very special clothes and very ornamented, and they have their armor and many jewelries and crowns and all these things. Immediately you could recognize this is a king or a prince, and this is a Brahman who dresses very simple, live in a very simple place, whereas the king.Lives in a palace with great opulence, so they have a lifestyle that was totally different.
而且呢，就从他们外在的穿着以及他们所居住的地方也是能够看出来的。比如说像婆罗门，是穿着的非常的简单，他们就会穿着 kurta， 然后系着 dhoti， 也简简单单的，不会有任何的首饰，然后住在一个很简朴的地方。那么沙地利呢，他们。穿着一般都会很奢华，而且呢也会穿金戴银，戴着各种各样的首饰，然后也会穿着盔甲，会戴着皇冠，然后住的地方呢也是非常豪华的。
So the Kshatriyas were surrounded by a lot of material opulence and power.
所以沙地利呢，它周围是环绕着各种各样的物质上的富裕以及权势。
But actually, the Brahmins were more powerful because their opulence was pure knowledge.
但是实际上，婆罗门呢要更加的具有力量的原因是由于他们所拥有的财富是纯粹的知识。
And they were very renounced.
而且他们是很气绝的。
That's why the Kshatriyas would respect the Brahmins because they had some power that the Kshatriyas did not have.
这也就是为什么沙地利是很。尊重婆罗门的是由于婆罗门具有一些他们所没有的力量。
So the Kshatriyas would depend on the Brahmanas for guidance.
所以说沙地利他们是要依靠婆罗门来给他们指导的。
Sumukirada.
Sumukirada Maji's question is, so, 这回 Pandava 五兄弟暴露身份了吧？ So is
No, not this time.Not, they didn't blow this time. They still left everybody thinking that they were Brahmanas.
对，他们这回没暴露身份，因为他们就走了嘛。所以呢，所有的人都还认为他们是婆罗门。
No, nobody. Because even the way Arjuna addressed Karna, he gave him the impression that he was a Brahmana.
因为比如说像 Karna 问了 Arjuna 这个问题，然后 Arjuna 对他的回答给 Karna 的印象就是。他就是一位婆罗门。
He was ready to fight against Karna, but Karna didn't want to fight against him because he was afraid of making a Brahmana angry. And a Brahmana becomes angry, can curse you.
Yeah, 因为呢，其实尔朱当时这个婆罗门尔朱纳呢，他确实已经做好了要和康纳作战的准备，但是康纳退却了的原因是由于他不想惹怒这位婆罗门，因为他如果是真的把婆罗门给惹怒了的话，婆罗门是能够是要会诅咒他的。
Sumukhi is still arguing.
苏穆蒂刚刚就在那这么厉害的婆罗门，太让人怀疑了。She said that, you know, for this capable Brahmana is so suspicious.
Well, there were Brahmanas in the past that were very powerful. I know Dronacharya himself, he was a Brahmana, very powerful. Parasurama, incarnation of Krishna, was a Brahmana and he killed so many Kshatriyas. So Brahmanas can have the power of Kshatriyas, yes.
但是呢，这个在之前的婆罗门的确是可以非常的有这些这个高强的武艺的，比如说像 Parasurama 还有像Dronacharya 他们都是这个身怀绝技的。Parasurama 他就是 Krishna 作为婆罗门的化身。
So very, very powerful Brahmanas who took on the position of Kshatriyas.
所以说呢，当非常非常有力量的婆罗门，他们就会让自己处在刹帝利的位置上。
Because their force is purity. This is the strongest force.
因为呢，他们的力量呢是来自于他们的纯粹。那么这个纯粹呢是最强大的力量。
Usually they don't use that power for any violent means. They are very peaceful people. They are very and they avoid any violence by nature.But they have the power. They have the power, stronger power than anybody else.
通常来说呢，他们是不会把这个力量用在暴力的行为上的。所以通常来说，他们是非常的平和，非常的这个平静的这种状态。但是他们所拥有的这种力量是所有的人都不能比拟的。
Okay, this is the last one, huh?
Yeah, but after this, I also have a quick question.
Okay,
waiting for the last one.
Okay, go.
那下面这个问题呢是 Garpriti Maji 的哈，顶拜亲爱的阿叔，顶拜所有的奉献者。那是 Krishna 保护了 Pandava 兄弟，不让其他人认出来吗？ Isn't true is the protection from Lord to the Pandavas to make the others want to recognize them?
The protection given by the Lord to the Pandavas that what?
That to make the others want, you know, recognize them, they are the Pandavas.
No, they were very well disguised. They were very well disguised. They didn't notice.
不是的，是这些 Pandava 兄弟们，他们就是装扮的非常的好，所以说呢，大家就没认出他们来。
They really made it. They disguised them and mixed amongst the Brahmanas. They live in a simple way, so that nobody could recognize them.
But their lookings are still there. I mean, the Brahmanas and
they can disguise. You can disguise. Any artist can disguise his face and his lookings. You know, you can disguise all the things.
Okay.不好意思啊，就是这个阿叔说，就是所有的这些五兄弟们，他们的确是把自己乔装打扮的特别的好，然后呢，他们就混在这些婆罗门里面，所以呢，他们也就这个身居简出，所以使得别人都不会怀疑。那刚才我就跟阿叔犟了一句嘴，我说那所有的这些这个就是他们的这个容貌应该还是那个样子的呀，婆罗门跟刹帝利这个容貌应该不会有那么大变化。那阿叔说，其实他们还是有过这种易容，就是有过这种装饰的这个样子，所以呢是看不出来的。
So particularly a Brahman who is very intelligent, he certainly can use all means to disguise himself in a very perfect way. You know, look at the person who does theater, you know, plays in a drama. He can disguise himself in different ways, and the assembly who are looking at them, they don't recognize who they are.
就这个婆罗门们，他们是有这种能力把自己给装扮成一个让人看不出来的这个样子的。就比如说这个演员他在舞台上化了妆以后，在演戏的时候实际上是看不出来他自己本来这个样子，是认不出他来的。
And the actors are not even brahmanas, they're shudras.
而且呢，就是在舞台上演戏的这些人，甚至于他都不是婆罗门，现在都是苏哲在演戏，而且他们的这个化妆的技术都这么好。
So brahmanas are very intelligent. They can certainly disguise themselves very perfectly.
所以说婆罗门们他们是非常有智慧的，所以呢，毫无疑问他们是可以很完美的把自己给这个天衣无缝的给装饰起来的。
Okay, Rasa, what is Rasa saying?
纯粹是指什么呢？ What is purity?
Purity. Purity means no material desires, no desires for sense enjoyment.
那么纯粹的意思呢，就是说没有物质的欲望，没有任何的欲望去进行感官享乐。
And most importantly, dedication, life dedicated to the service of the Lord. This is what purity means.
而且呢，就是它是也要把他的一生要献给对主的服务的，所以这个是纯粹的意识所在。
Means no desire for sense enjoyment because we desire to satisfy Krishna's sense enjoyment.
所以呢，也就意味着他没有任何的要进行感官享乐的这种愿望，他的愿望呢，就是为了要去满足 Krishna 的感官。
That's real purity.
所以这是真正的纯粹。
That's what we are aiming for.
而且这也是我们想要达到的目的。
Jai Shrima Bharata Ki Jai Shila Vyasa Deva Ki Jai Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari 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 Bo
Ashu Ki Jai Hare Krishna 亲爱的大家，那我们今天的这一节 Mahabharata 的这个讲述呢就结束了。深深的感恩 Krishna Baladeva Prabhu 亲爱的阿叔为我们的深情讲述，也非常感恩 Sumukhi Rala Maji 为我们安排的这个平台，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，深深的顶拜大家，祝大家晚安 ，Hare Krishna。